two state lawmakers in New York want to ban police officers from using chemical agents on children, anyone under 18. Their effort follows an episode in which Rochester police handcuffed and pepper sprayed a 9-year-old girl, as seen on body cam footage released this week. The officers involved have been suspended, and now New York State Senator Samra Brouck wants to take legislative action. She represents the state's 55th Senate District and is chair of the chamber's Mental Health Committee. Senator Brouck, welcome.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
I have to ask, what was your reaction when you saw that footage of a 9-year-old girl being pepper sprayed?
You know, my reaction was similar to, I think, a lot of our reactions, especially for folks here in Rochester, New York. You know, this isn't the first time we've seen something like this. And it was horrific. And it was traumatizing to see a small child treated with such violence and, you know, having a pepper spray in her face. And more than anything, I think it just added to the need and the urge that we all have to try to do something about it.
How about what you're hearing from your constituents?
My constituents, we actually have heard from a lot of them. They are reaching out and they're sick of it, frankly. They don't want to see their city and their community in national headlines for something like this. It's not a proud moment for them, nor for me. And, you know, they look to their leaders to say, well, what can we do? You know, we've been down this road. How is this still happening?
Well, to your point about having been down this road before, you know, the city of Rochester created a person in crisis team after the death of Daniel Prude. He was a mentally ill black man who died a week after being in police custody last March. This team is a group of mental health professionals who were supposed to be dispatched to mental health crises related to 911 calls, but they weren't dispatched in this case. So why not? And how did the system fail this young girl?
You know, I'm glad you brought up the person in crisis team. And, you know, it's very new still. It got up and running very, very quickly. I definitely think we need to continue putting resources into that group of mental health professionals to help folks who are in crisis. But because of a number of circumstances, they were not deployed in this instance. But really what this comes down to is that under no circumstances should a child be pepper sprayed. Under no circumstances should a child be violently pushed into a police car, having not committed any crime. And so we really want to focus on, regardless of who is showing up, can we at least make sure that we aren't attacking our kids with something like a chemical irritant?
And so this is the thrust of a bill that you've proposed. You would like to bar police officers from using chemical agents like pepper spray and tear gas on children under the age of 18. Does that go far enough in your view, Senator, or is that just kind of a starting point?
I think it's certainly a step on the road to where we make larger reforms. You know, we always look at, you know, the bigger picture of where we want to move, but also, you know, how do I make sure this doesn't happen tomorrow? And of course, you know, let's remember, according to the reports, the police officers were acting by their protocol. So their policy is that you can pepper spray a 9-year-old. And that to me is bad policy.
Well, do you expect pushback then? Or do you think the bill will pass? I mean, is there some counter that you're going to get that says police do need the option of using chemical agents on minors?
I look forward to having those conversations. This was a very quick moving response. It's developing quickly here on the ground in Rochester. So I will continue to work with both my colleagues in the Senate, my colleague Assemblymember Meeks in the Assembly, and of course, our local folks here on the ground in Rochester to make sure that we move forward in a way that's going to be the most protective for kids in the future.
So that's the big picture policy debate that may shape what happens in future police interactions. But in this particular case, Senator, the officers involved have been suspended with pay as an investigation is underway. In this case, what would you like to see happen next?
I would like to see a full investigation, and I would like all of us to take that moment to reflect. You know, take policy out of it, take titles out of it. We're all human beings at the end of the day. We're all sons and daughters. Some of us are parents ourselves. And let's just think about the fact that a 9-year-old girl has been traumatized because the adults in her life sprayed chemical irritants in her face when she was having a crisis. And I think that if we all take a moment to, as humans, reflect on that, it's a very easy answer that this is never the answer for a 9-year-old girl to have to suffer.
Yeah. It's New York State Senator Samra Rukh. Senator, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.